615, 1320 WILS. You know, tomorrow, hundreds of people gathering right by the state capitol at the Lansing Central United Methodist Church. It's an event organized by Michigan United. Meredith Loomis Quinlan is the Strategic Initiative Director at Michigan United. Meredith, great to have you on WILS. And there she goes. Let's try to get her on. We don't have a lot of time with her. So actually, Mike, jump in and dial her up real quickly because I want to at least cover the event. And basically, look, they're meeting tomorrow. It's going to be right here in Lansing. And the focus of discussion is going to be family, environment, and education. They're specifically concerned about what's happening with air and water in Michigan and the threat of deportation. That's another big issue for Michigan United. They're going to have mostly just Democratic representatives at the event. John Hoadley, Stephanie Chang, and Hoonyoung Hopgood will be there. I wonder where the Republicans are and if they're going to have any of them there. How's it looking, Mike? We've got something. We've got a heartbeat. So, yeah, Meredith will just give us a quick take on it. Then I want to get into the big news that President Trump is in Israel today. He, of course, is pushing for Middle Eastern peace. But let's start with Lansing. Meredith, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's great to be on the show.
Yeah, I know it's, three Democratic state representatives will be there. No, Republicans not involved at all in the event tomorrow?
They're not involved in speaking at the launch. However, there are a couple who've indicated interest in the bill that we're announcing tomorrow, which is a long-term care study bill. So by the end of the day, there might be some co-sponsors who are Republicans that have agreed to sign on to that.
Long-term care study bill. What's the issue with long-term care here in Michigan?
Sure. So every 8 seconds, someone is turning 65 in our country, and we know about 70% of us are going to need long-term care at some point in our lives. And when we look at Michigan, we can look around. We can also look at the data, and we know that our systems, just if they work, they are only for a limited number of people, and many folks, they don't have long-term care insurance or help with, getting dressed, eating meals.
So what happens
if
they don't have that insurance? What happens to them?
It is mostly family members who are pitching in and trying to help out.
Okay.
And that's the problem right now, is that people have to cut back on work or quit their jobs to care for aging family members. And what we're proposing is making in-home care a little more affordable for our families.
And how do we do that?
Sure. So what we would like to create is a new benefit where families would be able to draw down money to help pay for long-term care. And that's the campaign we're launching. It's called Universal Family Care.
How much money are we talking about?
For each family?
In general. I mean, is this something that the state would be paying for, you're saying?
Yes, this is something that the state would be paying for.
Sounds expensive.
And we know that has to do with it has to do with revenue. But if you think about it, it's already expensive.
Yeah. So do you have a ballpark number of how much we're talking about?
Overall, it depends on how big of a program we do. We're looking at something that, could be in, about $2 billion, and we'd have to raise the revenue for that.
A couple billion? Gee, that's how much we pay for corrections now, isn't it?
We're paying a bit more on that on corrections, but there are things that, we're spending a lot of money on. And when we talk to families, the thing that is stressing them out is caring for either their young children or their aging parents and finding quality care.
Okay.
And so, as I said, those expenses are already there. Families are paying for it. There's a drag on the economy from people coming back from work.
And the $2 billion would go to what? For professionals to come in to provide the care? What would that money go for?
Yeah, it would help to make that more affordable. It would help to subsidize those costs, and it would help to make sure that families would be able to pay for quality
care. Are you saying the family members would be paid for their work? Is that essentially it?
That could be, part of it. There are already right now, we have some of those programs that exist for family members who take care of loved ones living with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
It would be compensating family caregivers or making it so people couldn't afford in-home professional care.
Yeah. It's Meredith Loomis Quinlan, Strategic Initiatives Director at Michigan United. And how big of a group is Michigan United? How many members would you say you have?
Yeah, we have about 100 member institutions and then a whole lot of individual members as well across the whole state.
Okay, wow, that's quite a number. And what's and tomorrow starts at 10 at the Lansing Central United Methodist Church, is that right?
That's correct. We have Capitol Day. We also have lobby visits and other things going on in addition to launching this campaign.
Meredith Loomis Quinlan with Michigan United right here on 1320 WLS. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you, Mike.